Right, now can you hear me?
Very good. Ready? Well, good evening, everyone, and welcome to this July 5th, 2022 regular meeting of Orrville City Council. We will begin this evening in prayer with Pastor Brad Dews from Orrville Baptist Church.
Almighty God, we thank you for this evening. We thank you for this group that is overseeing the business of the city we call home. And we thank you, Lord, for each and every one of them. But Lord, maybe the most important thing that they will decide tonight has been decided to seek your face before they begin. Because the scripture says, in you we live and move and have our being. And so, Lord, we just ask your blessing upon the work of the city council tonight. Ask your blessing upon each one who's here. May, Lord, your will be done for your namesake and for our good. In Christ's name I pray. Amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you very much, Pastor Dews. Clerk, can please call the roll.
Hamburg.
Here.
Asparis.
Here.
Shanklin.
Here.
Larson.
Here.
Carr.
Here.
Mosley.
Here.
Wilson.
Here.
All present.
Thank you. Council should have received a copy of the meeting minutes from the June 20th, 2022 meeting. Do we have a motion to approve the minutes?
Second.
I believe Mr. Larson's hand was rising first, and so I will count Ms. Carr as the second.
Asparis.
Yes.
Shanklin.
Yes.
Larson.
Yes.
Carr.
Yes.
Mosley.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
Hamburg.
Yes.
All eyes, motion passes.
Thank you. We have no public comment for this evening, so we'll move on to our standing committee reports, and we'll begin with our Parks and Recreation Committee. Good evening, Mr. Hamburg.
Good evening, President. Thank you. Parks and Rec has not met. However, I wanted to highlight a few things that we've done so far this year. So I want to take just a minute here and say thank you to a lot of people. First off, I want to talk about the projects that have been completed thus far. We do have both the fields 1 and 2 have the LED lights installed. That was done by our utilities and service team. That was June 13th when that was officially done, and half of that project was donated. We also had the new bathroom in the lower park. That opened June 25th. That was the money was provided through a grant. We have a new 3-bay batting cage, which opened on June 27th. Those metal poles, the netting, and the turf were all donated, and the city completed the concrete there in-house. And then the last couple projects here, the culverts, bridges, Dan has continued to work through challenges with contractors there, and we've got most of that completed. And then the last project, which is the most recent, is the new splash pad. That opened on July 1st, as it was expected to open on July 1st. So we're extremely happy about that. And that was also paid for with a grant. So the next two things we have coming up is we have a skate park day on July 16th, and we put a lot of that information on social media. We do have a pro skater, Doug Brown, who's going to be there. We have a pro BMX rider, Brant Moore, who's going to be there, and Orrville's own Ben Larson is going to be there as well. So we're going to have some different layouts for that skate park that's coming, and we're going to have the riders and the folks kind of contribute to what they like and what they dislike. And aside from that, we have Community Day August 6th. So thought it'd be interesting to share how many things happened in the past few months, and there's still two big items coming up. And that's all I have.
Where is that skate park day going to be located?
It's going to be on Ella Street, right by the pickleball courts. We're going to shut down that section.
Okay.
And allow the skaters and BMX bikers to kind of do some different tricks and stunts and fun stuff like that.
All right. What time will that be?
I knew you were going to ask me that. It is 5 to 7 p.m.
Okay. I've got to up my Facebook time to catch that announcement. Okay. Thank you very much. Any questions, comments? We'll move on then to our utilities. And Mr. Shanklin.
Thank you, Mr. President. Utility Committee has not met, therefore I have no report.
All right, thank you. Our Ordinance and Personnel Committee, Mr. Larson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Ordinance and Personnel has not met, I have no report.
Thank you. Transportation, Mr. Mosley.
Thank you, Mr. President. Transportation Committee did meet today at 7 o'clock. We did update our priorities for 2022 for our chip and seal as well as asphalt streets. Those streets include Smucker Street, Hemlock Trail, South Ellis Street, Ward Villa Drive, Lake Street, also parking lot at the bottom of the park, which will include, is that 8 spaces, Mr.
Correct.
Morrison, which would include 8 more spaces down there, as well as the cemetery paving project of Section 14 in the cemetery. And with that, I have nothing else, Mr. President.
All right, thank you. We'll move on to our Health and Safety Committee. Mr. Espiris.
Thank you, Mr. President. Health and Safety has not met. I have no report in that regard, but just a reminder that trash is delayed one day this week.
Thank you. Our Planning Committee, Ms. Carr.
Thank you, Mr. President. The Planning Committee has not met, therefore I have no report.
Thank you. And finally, our Finance Committee, Mr. Wilson.
Thank you, Mr. President. The Finance Committee has not met, so I have no report.
All right. Thank you very much. We have no special committee reports, so we'll move on to our administrative report. So, Mayor Handwerk.
Thank you, Mr. President. I kind of figured Councilman Handwerk would mention all the projects that got completed, but I wanted to go over a few things with those two because it really was quite a list of projects to get done. And I would certainly like to compliment Mr. Wheeler, his department, and Dan Lau with all of the work that they did to coordinate all that stuff. A lot of working with contractors, giving them dates that we were hoping to get it done and so forth, and a lot of extra work from our service department too to help with some of those projects. So really encouraging that all that could get done. And you know, at the same time all those park projects were getting finished, we also had the street projects going on that Dan was highly involved in too. So it's been a very busy couple of months for him with the planning stages before they start and then obviously once they start. So thank those guys very much for that work. And also when we do things like the new lights on fields 1 and 2, it's just very neat to see the cooperation that we have with our service department and then the electric distribution department coming out there to help get those poles up and get the lights hooked up. And the last 2 weekends, those were used a great deal with the tournaments out there. The new restroom looks great. The seating was done. Grass was growing until the dry weather hit and people walked all over it. So once we get a little rest from the tournaments and get some rain again, I think that grass will pop back up like it's supposed to. But very good. And we got bridge work to still do and still do some railing and so forth around the splash pad. Those are projects still coming up. And that's all I have. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And our Safety Service Director, Mr. Wheeler.
Thank you, Mr. President. Though the 4th of July festivities are over, there's still events out at the Orr Park. This Thursday, July 7th, is the Orville Performing Arts concert will be the Three Bears, which will be bringing an exceptional show of killer classic rock covers and original songs. Their energy cannot be matched, and their 80s-style rock and roll spirit is guaranteed to give you a good time. So hope to see everyone out there Thursday night. Mr. Mayor and Councilman Handwerk mentioned, the Orr Park Spray Park is officially open. Just a reminder, the hours are for summertime or 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. And I too want to recognize Dan Lau, Ryan Emmel, Mike Ammon, who is Ryan's assistant, and the entire service department for their efforts. A lot of probably which aren't known what they were doing in the background, but they played a significant part in meeting that July 1st deadline. And I appreciate their commitment, but also their expertise. It's very impressive, some of the work that was being done out there. And finally, I would be remiss not to mention what another great 4th of July week it was, as well as the tournament prior. I don't think those two events could have went any smoother than what they did. Special thanks to Chief Bishop, Assistant Chief Valentine, the entire fire department, all of our volunteers, former Chief Valentine I seen out there as well, working on the fields. Councilman Shanklin out there taking care of the Doughton Fields the one day as well as the Miser Field. So definitely want to recognize all of them for their amount, not only their commitment, but Jesus, just the amount of time that they spent over the last 4 or 5 days to make that a success. And also our police department and service department for their efforts as well. And just a well-oiled machine that event is now, and that's a direct result of the commitment of those folks and the fire department. So. That concludes my report for tonight.
Yes.
just might as well mention, we were talking about the park and all the use it's had. We've had 2 weekends in a row with large tournaments out there, and now this weekend we have a baseball tournament for younger kids, the 9-10-year-old and up to the 8th grade for 14-year-old, I guess. So lots more activity still going on out at the park this weekend, too.
I think there's a movie about that. If you build it, they will come.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you very much. Questions, comments? Move on then to our utilities director, Mr. Brediger.
Thank you, Mr. President. I just had two items tonight. One had to do with a recent Supreme Court ruling that you may have got a little bit of airtime on. And this as a result, the Supreme Court reversed some EPA actions to regulate some greenhouse gas emissions, CO2 in particular, from power plants. Basically, the long or the short story on that, the court argued that the EPA didn't have that kind of authority to do that. They felt that those kind of directives better laid in the hands of our the Congress, because they resulted in some pretty substantial and monumental policy. They had a big economic impact. They did agree that their path seemed sensible, but they felt that the EPA didn't have that kind of authority. So I'm sure administration will be going back to the drawing board and kind of seeing just how all that will kind of play out. Of course, no good legal action just stands on its own. They'll be going back and looking at all these other actions that other agency has taken to see whether or not those regulatory entities had the authority to go, and at least the court's opinions beyond their authority. So we'll see where that one goes. That rule goes all the way back to some Obama era actions beginning in 2015 there. So we'll see where it's at. I think from how that affect Oroville perspective, it doesn't have any real impact on us. Doesn't change where we're at or where we're going. I think it's something that needs to look at. We need to understand who and why is driving the bus. We want to make sure we're looking at having policy that's well thought out. The EPA isn't too concerned with cost, sometimes they've been criticized for do it despite the cost, because it's good for the environment. Here, the court kind of stepped back and said, well, these are maybe one of the things there that they may have overstepped their ability to kind of look at the big picture in there. So we'll see where it's at. We need a smarter policy from our federal government as far as what kind of strategies we're looking at, as opposed to kind of dealing with these one-off things and let the market and motion kind of drive what we're doing. So we'll see where it's at. We're going to keep on finding ourselves in some of these positions until we can kind of get the collective leadership in this country kind of together and kind of going in the same direction. But we need long-term solutions of what we're doing. This kind of going every 2 or 4 year cycle and trying to make plans on what's going on is a tough one to follow. The other item I had, I did pass out a draft ordinance and a slide presentation related to a solar project that we will be having discussion at the next utility board meeting. And so I put that out for you for some initial review, and if you have some questions between now and next city council meeting. I will not be at that city council meeting. But this is a project that AMP originally proposed back in December of 2020. We looked at it at that time, and just due to some economics and where we were with our projects and some other positions that we had out there, it just wasn't a good fit for us at the time. We kind of fast forward a little bit later, and we see what the markets have done for us. And now we have a little bit more interest in this. The project never got enough legs underneath it from the balance of the membership, so they kind of put it on the shelf for a while. Last year, they last December, they took another look at it. Member interest was there, and decided to go about looking at this project from a different perspective. And that difference is they are looking to get board and city councils approvals on these resolution in advance, as opposed to waiting until the project gets subscribed, and then we go out and see if we can sell it on there. And one of the advantages of that is, if you look at the slide presentation later on over the next couple of weeks, you'll see costs have gone up. There's reluctance for developers to do this unless they know for sure they have a firm commitment. Some other things that have come into play since then, the gas markets have shifted into a different place, which resulted in higher power markets being in a different place. So we have our wind project that has dropped off. Some of these developers have proposed some prices now that may be a little bit more financially attractive for us. So we're taking another look at this thing. And when you look at the draft resolution, you'll see some language in there that says even though the board and city council will be approving these resolutions in advance, we still have the option to back out. So that language is in there. If it's more a placeholder, it allows us to, once the project has been developed and the prices have been defined, we can go back, run our own analysis, and decide whether or not we want to participate or not. No obligations, no strings attached, but it just allows us to enter into the project with the developer to pin down pricing that seem to be increasing on a day-to-day basis. They'll know the size of the project, they'll know how many members are involved in the project, and we won't be wasting any time. The plan is to hopefully have all that information so a decision can be made by the end of this year. It's a 15-year project, and we have an interest somewhere in the neighborhood of 2 to 4 megawatts on this project, which in the totality of our energy needs is only about 2 or 3%. So it's not a lot of energy. But it does have an attractive price. It has some fixed terms, fixed prices during that entire length, which is a little unique in some of the other projects that we have. So take a look at, if you would, take a look at the draft resolution, the handouts. I also put some notes on that. If you have some interest, we will be discussing this in more detail at the next utility board meeting. I do expect the board to support the resolution. At our next board meeting, we hope to bring it to a city council on the meeting on the 18th, right? Mm-hmm. And I will not be attending that meeting, but I'll be able to answer some questions on that. We'd like to get that thing passed before you guys go on break. If you're not ready for that, and the board is still supportive of that, we would need that passed at the very first city council meeting when you come back, because there is a deadline the end of the first week in September, and that will coincide, allow one more city council meeting with that. So if you have some more interest on that, review the information that I get you, send me an email, let me know if you have any questions. I'll respond back to both groups so everybody is hearing what the conversation is. But it's a fairly straightforward project. Similar to ones that we've already looked at. The existing solar project we have right now, the existing wind project that ends at the end of this month will be structured the same way. We will not own these assets. They will be owned and operated by a third party, and we'll just be entering into a purchase power for energy only agreement with these folks. So in the in-between time, as these prices become a little bit more more clear to us, we'll be running some more models in the presentation that goes through a couple of formulations that describes where we think we may want to be on this project. So it's not a huge commitment for us. If it has a fit for us, we'll go forward with it. If it doesn't, we won't do it, and we will go through whatever process we have to do here to not make that those resolutions valid going forward. But again, no obligation, suggested seeking approval to get that done in advance as opposed to waiting until the project has been subscribed. So between now and then, if you have any questions on that, give me a call or shoot me an email and I'll answer whatever you have for us. And other than that, Mr. President, that would conclude my comments tonight.
Thank you very much. So we do know we will have that legislation on our agenda for our final meeting here in July. So we'll need six of you present in order to be able to suspend the rules to pass that. So that's a popular week for vacation. So just take a look at your calendars. If you do have a scheduling conflict there, please let us know as soon as you can. So we can try to work something out here to try to get that legislation passed in our next meetings. All right, very good. Any other questions or comments? Very good. We'll move on to our finance director, Ms. Strimlin.
Thank you, Mr. President. The 2023 budget is on second reading this evening. The third reading will be July 18th, and council approval is necessary at that meeting so that we can meet the county's deadline for submission. If you have any questions about the budget, feel free to give me a call so we can get all those answered before the 18th. And other than that, the finance department has just been very busy working on our annual audit for 2021.
Our law director, Mrs. Kirkbride.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have no report this evening.
All right, thank you. I just wanted to add a comment as well to the many that have been offered tonight on the park projects. I took my 18-month-old Theo down to the park and had him review all the work, and he approved. But while I was there was a family there on that zip cruise ride. There was another family arriving for the splash pad. And, you know, that's really what this is all about, isn't it? You know, it's all those memories that are going to be made here over the years. And I'm fortunate that I've got a grandchild now that is entering into that time where we'll be able to make those memories. And so anyway, on behalf of him and all the other kids in our community, I just want to say thanks to everybody. A lot of those people behind the scenes that you don't know, put in all that work, but got it open for July 1st. That was a big accomplishment. So I just want to say thanks to everybody for that. One other matter, our council clerk is going to be, I'm told, is going to be at a conference for our next meeting, so strictly business related, I'm sure. But these clerk conferences, I hear stories, I don't know, but anyway. So that is an appointed position, and so we have Thalia Weiser, who you've seen here for the past couple of meetings in training. Our clerk makes this job look easy, but it's not. It's one of those things that's how you know it's really you're really good at it, is when you make it look easy. So a lot of training involved there, but we do need to approve Thalia Weiser as a substitute clerk when our current clerk is not able to serve in that capacity at our meetings. And so I just want to make the motion to approve Thalia Weiser as our substitute clerk of council when our current clerk is not able to be here.
I move to approve Elliot Weiser as the substitute clerk.
Okay. I made the motion, so I'll count that as a second. All right. So Lorson seconds.
Shanklin.
Yes.
Lorson.
Yes.
Carr.
Yes.
Mosley.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
Hamburg.
Yes.
Ms. Barris.
Yes.
All eyes, motion passes. Thank you very much.
All right, so be nice to the substitute at our next meeting, okay? Don't switch your name tags around or anything like that. Yeah. All right, very good. We'll move on then to our old business, Mr. Orson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Resolution 2822, I move this resolution be placed on second reading.
Second.
Second, Mr. Mosley.
Larson.
Yes.
Carr.
Yes.
Mosley.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
Hamburg.
Yes.
Asparis.
Yes.
Shanklin.
Yes.
All eyes, motion passes.
Resolution 2822, a resolution approving the budget for the City of Oroville, Ohio for the calendar year 2023 and declaring an emergency.
Questions, discussion? All right, we'll be prepared to vote on that then at the final reading at our next meeting on the 18th. We have no new business for this evening, so we'll move on to any comments for the good of the order.
I just want to thank the members of City Council that came to the ribbon cutting for the new van. I was out of town.
This is at the library. Yeah.
At the library. I apologize. Uh-huh. At the library's new van, which is on the go for the library. And we plan on doing, we the library, I have to put my hat on, doing a lot of outreach programs, especially for summer. And we're going to go to nursing homes and the Boys and Girls Club. A lot of kids can't get to the library, so we're going to take it to them with crafting. It's not just a bookmobile. It's going to be really cool. And I was unavailable that day, so I didn't get to see all the cool stuff, but many city council members were there. So thank you.
All right, very good. We'll look forward to hearing more about that. Any other comments? We go to the order. All right, very good. I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
I move to adjourn.
Second.
Orson moves and Mosley got in first.
Carr.
Yes.
Mosley.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
Hamburg.
Yes.
Asparis.
Yes.
Shanklin.
Yes.
Larson.
Yes.
All ayes. Motion passes.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Our next regularly scheduled meeting is July 18th, 2022. Council will be in recess for the month of August. Thanks and have a good evening.